Well, good morning, gentlemen, and we still have snow here. It's only a small skittering. But it's not that snow that crunches when you tread on it. It's kind of wet. But anyway, here's a 22-year-old Femon, and I believe she works at Hooters. I think you need a certain thing when you work at Hooters, I believe. Anyway, apparently somebody saw this car going up curbs, stopping at green lights, acting erratically. So they phoned the police, and I think this happened in Florida. So the police finally found the car that was just sitting in the road, and the driver had appeared that she'd fallen asleep. So I guess they knocked on the window and everything else, and she kind of like moved forward and nudged the police car. Anyway, she was obviously drunk, because there's cam footage from the police, and it's very obvious that she's very, very drunk, slurring her words, stumbling all over the place. But she tries on numerous occasions flirting with the officer, obviously trying to get out of, well, whatever she's in. To me, for a 22-year-old femon like that, it's quite disgusting. Anyway, the policemen that were there were quite professional. She was eventually arrested, taken to the police station and booked. And this is something I don't quite understand, but she's actually pleaded not guilty to a DUI. Well, there's all proof on the video camera, surely. But you know, the worst thing that's happened for femons is basically technology. Imagine many, many years ago, this probably happened many, many times. And of course, the femon would deny it. She would probably say that the male is the one that come on to her, because they have no trouble lying. Then you probably got men saying stories about this femon, and the other guys probably wouldn't believe it. He had no proof. But now with smartphones and body cams, there is proof. Videos don't lie. Femons do. Does this femon not realize how this looks to other people? Of course, femons have quite low morals, hardly any conscience, and don't generally feel guilt. There's people in prison right now just because of a femon's lies. Does a femon feel remorse about it? No, not at all. Of course, people will say, well, she's one of these modern femons, you know what they're like. Yep, but they were like that before too. There just was no video proof. The sad thing is this femon probably won't feel bad about the way she looks at all. Because now she's kind of a celebrity. And any attention is good attention, isn't it? The trouble is, the only time that femons get attention now is when they do something disgusting. I'll put a link to the news item down below. Guys, I believe there is a video. You take it easy now.